Byron Donalds, Media Hype: Joy and Vibes Around Harris, a Cover-Up for Disastrous Policies. By Nick Gilbertson on August 20, 2024. Chicago, Illinois Representative Byron Donalds, RFL, said Tuesday at a press conference that the joy and vibes around the Harris-Waltz ticket is a cover-up for the fact that their policies are a disaster for the American people. Speaking at a press conference at Trump International Hotel and Tower in Chicago, Donalds told reporters that all he heard from the first night of the Democratic National Convention was Donald J. Trump and joy rather than public policy or a plan to help the American people. Breitbart News asked Donalds how Democrats can claim to be the party of joy when far-left protesters just hundreds of yards from the United Center, the site of the DNC, breached a security fence on Monday, leading to multiple arrests. "I don't call them the party of joy, that's all fake, that's all politics. I mean, look, you got presidential politics," Donalds said. "They knifed Joe Biden, he's out, and now you have a situation where they're trying to rebrand Kamala Harris because she's been one of the more unlikable figures in national politics." Donalds then compared any hype around Harris, who has not engaged in a sit-down interview or formal press conference since becoming the presumptive nominee nearly a month ago, to the hype for a summer blockbuster film that flops badly upon its release. "The way that I look at it, what you're witnessing with the Harris-Waltz campaign is the public relations, built up to one of those summer blockbusters," Donalds said. "Everything is great. All the critics, meaning the press, are all giving it 3 stars and 4 stars. It's going to have a great opening, people are excited. You see the trailers, those look good, and then people go see the movie, and they're like, man, this movie sucks. And I honestly believe that's what you're witnessing. So this whole joy thing, this whole vibes thing, all that is a cover-up for the fact that their policies are a disaster for the American people," he added. Donalds then shredded the several actual economic policies Harris has put forth, including price controls and tens of thousands of dollars for first-time home buyers. "Look at the initial rollout last Friday from her economic plan. Price controls, like that's going to work? That's only failed everywhere," he told reporters. "In the history of economics, it has always failed. But that's going to be the solution for poor families in our country, for seniors on fixed incomes? No, it's not. Oh, how about this one, $25,000 for first-time home buyers? At one point, I was a first-time home buyer. Guess what happens when every first-time home buyer gets $25,000? The price of every home goes up $25,000," he added. "So it sounds good, but it doesn't do anything." Donalds reminded the room Harris was riding shotgun with Joe Biden, creating the worst economic situation in a generation for working families in our country. "You're going to give the keys of our economy to her over joy? Stop," he concluded. "That does not make any sense, and we have a responsibility to lay out that case." Donalds also blasted Waltz over the 2020 riots in Minneapolis after George Floyd's death.